Hey, yo, what's up? This is Cookbook, the West Coast Puerto Rican, and you're listening to the Hip Hop Digest Show with King Killa, Kurt G, and E Green. Turn it up and listen to that real, that real, that real, that real.
I felt like it wasn't stealing. I felt like legitimately in the same way that I can say that people like the Juice Crew and NWA and folks of that like helped to guide me and in some terms raise me and help me to be the MC that I am today. If I'm able to do that to someone, then I'm proud of that, right? You know, I'm proud of that, and I want to let the world know that, you know. And it would be wrong for me to deny Southern influence to artists from other regions when my direct influence and my direct reasoning for wanting to be an MC came from people from other regions. People from other regions. People from other regions. People from other regions. People from other regions.
Welcome to the Hip Hop Digest Show with your man, DJ King Killa.
Don't forget about your boy, Kurt G.
And of course, it's E Color. And we down here in Charlotte, and we got one of the best DJs that I met down here, yo. Go ahead and tell him your name, man.
What's going on, everybody? It's One of Dial.
All right. Welcome to the show, brother.
A new hip hop snob.
Oh, okay. What's up? But then welcome to the Select Club.
That's right.
word.
Snobbery at its finest.
Not for everybody.
No doubt. Hey, before we get in, I just want to say that posting that show last week at 100th show, yo, I was laughing the whole thing, yo. Starting off with my young shirt getting clowned. That was crazy.
Yeah, that's got to be my favorite show, because that shit, I was just telling King Killa earlier, I was like, that shit, it was so live because it was just, everything was live. It was, the DJ Roddy Rod was, but the background music is him live on the wheels.
Right.
We and all of us in the room together, cramped up in here, all on one, on the mics, is all live. And then at the end of the show, you get that special joint with them just rapping and Roddy Rod on the wheels and the produced beat by Kev Brown, nigga.
That was crazy. And then we got to admit that Jose was flowing freely.
Oh, yeah. Jose Cuervo was in the house. Oh, yeah. Niggas was, all of us was fucking. If you see that picture, our eyes was all glassy.
Bent.
No doubt.
So anyway, sir, what you got?
All right. Well, I got the first topic on the Hip Hop Digest is Live Nation is postponing several shows in New York the next couple of weekends in the wake of the fatal shooting. So as we continue to talk about that Troy Ave shooting, not so much about Troy Ave, it's about what Kurt G said a couple of weeks ago when Kurt G, I think you said something about this is going to fuck everybody up.
That's going to affect everybody.
Yes.
This shit, because when one person fucks up, it fucks it up for everybody. It all takes one bad apple.
So Live Nation will postpone six shows that were set to take place the next couple of weekends. A couple of acts have been affected. Joey Badass, cancel. Mac Miller, cancel. Vince Staples, cancel. YG, canceled. All scheduled to perform at Irving Plaza. At this point, we don't know how the shooting will affect other locations in New York City. Seems to be only New York City. Police Commissioner Bill Bratton, New York City, showed a clear bias against hip-hop music and its artists in a radio interview. Said the so-called rap acts, who are basically thugs, and basically celebrate the violence they did all their lives, and unfortunately, that violence oftentimes manifests itself during performances.
Damn, wasn't it that Ross Perot that said trickle down?
We're not talking about rappers, but we are talking about you thugs.
Right, you know what I mean? So there's a couple of things going on. You got, obviously, those people, as well as Joey Badass, who tweeted, you know, the NYPD canceled my show, but then had to quickly retract, okay? Starting to affect people's pockets. Kurt G, you were exactly right. I'm going to ask our guest, in your area, Charlotte, is that in effect or not?
I don't think we've really seen any impact of that down here.
Okay. That's what's up.
But it don't be a whole lot of that down here, though.
Yeah, I was about to say, this really ain't the hotbed for that either, though.
So. It'd be a lot of local dudes doing shows and stuff, but it's not like you're going to get a whole lot of those name brand joints coming here lighting things up.
And in the interest of full disclosure, if half of them cats was coming here, I probably wouldn't know anymore.
Oh, okay. That's real. Oh,
yeah. I probably wouldn't pay attention.
No, that's real. Well, what about the violence level as far as that goes? Or is everything down there reasonably peaceful?
Yeah, it's reasonably peaceful down here.
Yeah, I haven't seen any kind of beef or any kind of that. I mean, there's that element that wants to be those dudes. I see that, or I saw that at the studio here. But generally speaking, I don't think Charlotte has a lot of that.
Oh, yeah. Okay. That's real. The District of Columbia, the same thing. I mean, it's really...
The District of Columbia.
Yeah, you know, you see how I hit that, right?
Yeah, buddy.
You know, it's basically the same thing. It's not a lot of violence. You always got a lot of cats who want to be on that level, you know, or at least posing like they on that level. But for the most part, the shows have been pretty much going on as scheduled. But New York is where a lot of people make the money. And so,
oh, yeah.
So
oh, yeah.
They're certainly upset about that.
No doubt.
So, speaking of New York, before we get out of New York, we want to get right into Kerr G when we were out of the show last week. And for full disclosure, I just basically had to take off. I had to help my daughter move into her new spot. So, you know.
There you go. That's what dads do.
Of course.
Right.
So,
pop.
I was up there having to be a fucking foreman to a bunch of young cats who just, you know, a little slow to get off the dime. But anyway. Hey.
All you needed was the Fred Flintstone inflection, B.
Yabba dabba do.
So anyway, Kerr G, who was happened to be in New York last weekend, has a report on what he's seen and heard. So it's a combo BET report and a New York radio report. Kerr G, the floor is yours.
All right. Yes, sir. The only reason I said something is because I was up there. Me and wifey went up there. We went to visit her grandmother, who has a... Alzheimer's. So we went up there to visit her, and as we're up there in Brooklyn, I'm turning on Hot 97. So I'm listening to the radio station, and I'm saying, what the fuck? There, I'm not bullshitting you. Hot 97 got to be standing for the same 9 to 7 songs being played all day long in rotation. There couldn't be more than 10 songs on getting played.
That's thanks to Ebro Darden.
That is ridiculous. And it's the same fucking songs over and over. It's a couple joints by Rihanna, a couple joints by Beyonce, a Drake joint, the remix with Jay-Z, Fat Joe, and Remy Ma, and that Panda.
Yeah, B, I'm sorry you had to do Panda. All that research. Damn.
That's it. That kept. And at any point in the time you turn on the radio, one of them songs was being played. It was ridiculous. I was like, I can't believe this shit here.
Okay, well, I want to get a Charlotte point of view. Is the radio in Charlotte, and I'm betting that the radio in Charlotte's playing the exact same playlist.
Exactly.
And you have won, sir.
Exactly.
I will tell you, personally, I rarely listen to the radio. However, that doesn't mean that I don't hear the radio when I walk into a store or a car beside me where, like Curtis said, you hear the same 9 songs all day.
All right. Well, I'm sorry you had to go through that as well, Kurt G, but I'm just going to lay it out there. You should have known better because you know about the laws. You know about the consolidation
but
of
9
radio stations.
Songs all day long.
You know about the FCC.
A couple of them was back to back, like that Panda joint played twice in a row.
Wow.
Yeah, be glad you got 9 joints. So it's like 6 down here.
That's what I'm saying. See, you're fully aware of the FCC statute, you know, and Ebro Darden is following that to the letter, as well as other programmers around the nation. So, you know, you should have known better than that, G.
What year was that, sir? Telecommunications Act?
1996, signed by William Jefferson Clinton.
Got him.
So, I'm sorry you had to go through that, you know.
Well, and you didn't have to.
I didn't have
to.
Thanks
for doing the research.
Yeah, thanks for taking one for the team, B.
You know, all you guys are welcome.
I took one for the team. I like it.
So before
but wait, though, you know what's funny, though, is I bet you people in different cities don't even realize that.
That they're playing the same thing that once you get to L.A., my good sir, you're going to hear the same Rihanna song that you heard in Charlotte.
Actually, you're wrong.
Oh, I'm wrong?
The radio.
Oh, that's right. Yeah,
you won't be listening to the radio.
Yeah, I forgot about that.
But I am sure that I will hear when I walk into a store, what is it, Power 106 or whatever it is out there, I am sure that I will in passing hear it, but it won't be on any of my devices.
So before we leave New York, rapper Mano has been cleared of any wrongdoing in the NYPD shootings. So congratulations to Mano.
Good for him.
Indeed. Next topic on the Hip Hop Digest is Pandora predicts.
Not Panda.
Pandora.
Pandora.
predicts that Drake, Designer, and Rihanna will dominate the summer. Pandora analyzed their streaming data and revealed that Drake, obviously Designer, Rihanna, as well as Justin Bieber, are poised to have the biggest hits records this season. A spokesman said Pandora's streaming data algorithm and telemetry is the best predictor of hit records this summer.
Right after I said they play the same fucking song over and over again.
Who got paid to write that algorithm? That shit is common sense.
Hey, but I'm just saying. Now, see, we were giving a lot of credit to Ebro and the powers that be up at Viacom. Whether that's true or not, I don't know. But what I do know is that algorithms, more than human, let's say, taste or human beings, are algorithms are doing this here. You know, so when you try to explain to an 18-year-old, you only like Drake because he's getting hammered a million times. It's, what are you talking about? Drake's that man.
Well, can we go Looney Tunes real quick?
Oh, go ahead, man.
So when you say hits, I think of that joint where he says, "How many lumps would you like?"
Oh, shit.
And that's what's happening. They're beating niggas into submission.
Over the head with the song after song after song and the same thing. So that ain't even fair for them to even think that they can feel good about saying that.
It's called pulling the wool over niggas' eyes.
Yeah, but it is data, and it's particular algorithms. I mean,
but that's
it's
easy data. If 1 + 1 = 2, then if you play the song 1,000 times a day, then you're gonna win.
They're not telling you anything.
That's easy math.
Yeah, I learned absolutely nothing from that.
Oh shit!
Because if somebody is telling you to play this same song over and over again, of course the algorithm is going to tell you that it's going to be a hit.
Actually,
great. If I play this 4 times per hour, it's going to get played 4 times per hour. Oh, okay.
No, actually, what you guys fail to realize here is that the people who are on major radio outlets throughout the nation, see, they're not playing anything.
Right.
See, they're announcing what comes across the computer screen that will be played, that has been selected by the computer. So they're not playing anything. They're just announcing, well, the computer has said that we have to play Rihanna 18 times in the next hour. And followed by this, that, and the third artist. So they're not
back on my internship days when you were up there with me at the radio station. There are no longer real DJs. There are just personalities. So
right,
it was a matter of time.
Right, indeed. So, all right.
I still don't think we missed anything, B. Because somebody is programming that fucking computer to say that.
Yeah,
to
right.
play those songs. It's not like the computer's just randomly picking songs.
No, that's what I'm saying. The algorithm, somebody wrote that program.
And that herein lies the motherfucker that's causing all the problems. The one that's writing the program. Not
damn,
the computer.
Damn. Back to the Matrix, huh?
Exactly.
Damn.
All right, then. Next topic on the Hip Hop Digest is, speaking of my boy, woohoo! Go, Panda. Go.
Panda.
Go, Designer. Go.
Panda.
Panda.
The frogs in the line.
Right. Well, he has the biggest song this year.
This dude is doing the Milli Wop.
Milli Rock on any block.
So we know my man Designer has the biggest song of the year, but apparently a gentleman by the name of Little Donald. Now, I don't know if Little Donald is a Future, if he's a baggage handler, or if he's in charge of Future's fan club, or just a local thug, or a video thug. I don't know what capacity, but he made a beef record. The people who wrote the article said Lil Donald, one of Future's minions. And he says in his diss record, this nigga's tripping. He ain't never been to Atlanta in his life. Talking about he got broads in Atlanta. As
he
mentioned several times, says Donald. And you know what comes next? Death threats and whatnot.
Lord.
Basically, when he gets to Atlanta, we gonna see how big
this nigga get dealt with.
But yeah, he said that too. He said when he gets down here, we gonna see him.
All them girls in Atlanta looking for a straight dude and he's tripping.
Yeah?
Come on, man.
So I'm going to ask our guests. I'm trying to get a lot of people's different perspective. Given this nature of music, why are people, from your perspective, I'm asking the guests, why are people hating this designer so bad? I'm rooting for him, and I'll say it again. I'm not rooting for him because he's any good. I'm rooting because he flies in the conventional wisdom. You know, shit, he's the same thing as Future. I thought it was all good. Let him live. Let him eat, you know, or whatever they saying. Let him cook. Why are they mad at this young man?
Because, man, that's the pub, right? We're talking about it simply because he's mad at him, right? I think that's the play for the pub.
But they're saying there's a whole lot of young people that are hating on that dude.
But I think it's all a play for pub, right? I mean, you think about it. You know, the music today is all about repeating whatever was hot yesterday.
Correct.
So the play for the pub is, yo, Future's my man. I'm going to ride with Future. We're going to deal with you when you get here. I don't buy it, personally. I don't buy it. But, like, I don't look at any of them dudes and, like, oh, snap, I'm not going. Like, none of those dudes do that.
Here's what you got to think about, though. In this day and age, with the count and amount, as we call it, of these dudes putting themselves out there, it is very easy for a young person to not even understand that he is putting himself. If a hair on designer's head get touched, coming to you. Do you want that kind of pub? Do you really want that kind of pub?
No, I don't think you really want it, but you don't, to your point, you don't really know that. Like, we all know the game is fucked up, right? We all know that's what it is, and we all also know that a lot of this is by design. So, no, I don't think that's what he really wants.
Use his pun.
Oh, wow, that was pretty nice, huh? Yeah. But, yeah, I don't think that's what he really wants, but you're not really thinking about that when you talk like that. You know what I'm saying? Or maybe he is. Maybe he is that real, and I just don't know.
There's some reckless young boys out here.
It's a lot of reckless young boys. I'm not arguing that.
I think it goes beyond whether this particular guy, Lil Donald, who made the diss record, is really going to do anything or not. I guess my question is, there seems to be a palpable, visceral anger of reaction that designer is successful with somebody else's style. I mean, that's the order of the day. I mean, that's just how guys get down. You know, when ghostwriting is accepted, when biting of beats, it's same style, same rap cadence, same shit all the time. I mean, that's accepted, you know. But in the case of this young man designer, it's just like, yo, I hate that motherfucker. Even though I'm sure these same guys will be dancing at their local club, I guess.
Thinking that same shit, I was going to ask Curtis. If all of this hatred is out there for this young man named Designer with two eyes, why is everybody, including myself, I'll admit it, it's a guilty pleasure. When that, not what he's saying, not what he's doing, but when that beat comes on, I'm like, damn.
I spin a lot. I like it. I'm not going to front. The song is catchy.
Okay.
That's the theme of this show. Don't front. that punda beat is fucking fly. I can't. That's hot shit.
These
I like
guys
it.
Are endorsing. I'm staying far
we're endorsing
clear.
The track killer. We're not endorsing. Double.
That nigga
doing that.
Ain't saying a motherfucking thing.
No, I know you guys are
about that beat. I gotta get a beat credit, son.
Yep.
Oh shit.
But when did that come to be though? When did the beat really become the joint?
Like, oh, that was years ago.
It's been a minute.
I know, but I'm saying.
Okay,
got how did that become the new order of things?
I can't tell.
Not the lyrics, but yeah, the beat.
Right.
Well, I can't tell you how. It's funny. Me and Kirgy off air were talking about the R&B person. What's her name? Maya.
Maya, yeah.
Who yeah. she was complaining that she thought that R&B, traditional R&B, had turned R&B, any radio station that was playing R&B, it turned to strictly trap. I mean, trap as a musical category, if you will, is now the order of the day. And she's
wait. Please don't tell me that WHUR is playing trap music.
No, I think HUR is a different case. I think what she's saying is the traditional Power 99s, Hot 97s,
PGCs.
The PGCs of the world who would at least have a mix-up. You probably hear, you know, a Luther Vandross and Anita Baker and something else. Uh-huh. They don't play any of that no more. It's all trap on every level.
All trap all day.
All day.
If you ain't rapping on the trap, you singing on the trap.
Right. And so, you know, she was kind of complaining about that. When that happened, I don't know, but it's here now. So
damn, I'm gonna actually try to think about that. When does the first, like, that you really start thinking about that? Would it be, and I'm not saying that these guys actually did it, but would it be around the Lean With It, Rock With It time frame?
Well, I think it changed. I think it changed as far as region repping first. I think that ushered in. That made trap easier because the South was already dominant on airwaves from coast to coast, from New York to L.A. It didn't matter. So once trap became the fashion, then it was just easy to, you know, fuck it. Everybody was doing it. It was so easy to do. I mean,
right? Because everybody can do that.
Right? Exactly. So.
Okay. Swag. Well, it's still not the entire Atlanta, but that trap music out of Atlanta, I think that time frame is when it switched over.
No, of course, no doubt.
That's when it was crunk.
There you go.
Because that crunk was Lil Jon type era, right?
Yeah, I mean, but
that was a real blip. That was a CD.
You know, I don't know, son. It was a lot.
With
it,
Rock
of...
With It wasn't called trap back then.
Yeah.
Okay. Then maybe that is it then.
So, all right, well, let's stay in the Atlanta metro area. Rocco sues Future, claims he owes him $10 million.
Rocco hot in the streets.
So Future and Rocco.
Wait, let me get some background on that.
Oh, all right.
Yeah, for my man right here, let me get some background on why I said that. When I was at working at the satellite station, I used to hang out with a particular group of folks that was doing a show on there, one of their biggest shows. And one day we were just in there talking and he was playing Rocco. And I know that he's not that kind of dude for real, but he got to do what he gets paid to do. So I said to him, why are you playing this, man? And he looked at me and said, because Rocco hot in the streets, man. And it's been a running joke ever since. So I'm sorry. Go ahead, sir. I just wanted to fill him in.
Anyway, so Future and Rocco have exhibited great chemistry over the years on such records, Chosen One, You Don't Even Know, and some other bevy of hits. But apparently, now they're at each other's throat with bitterness and animosity. Reports that Rocco, born Rodney Hill Jr., is suing Future Hendrix, Nadavius the Mum Wilburn. That's a mouthful right there.
Well, I guess them bills is hot in the streets.
Yeah. Anyway, Rocco is suing your boy for breach of contract stemming from a 2011 deal where Future was supposed to release a whopping 6 albums on Rocco's A1 recordings.
Damn.
At the end result, Rocco said that he got stiffed out of the deals, bad business practices, and he's suing for $10 million.
Your paperwork better be tight.
In a lawsuit, Epic Records was brought on to be the distributor. But Future started to really blow and turned around and signed a side deal with said label, leaving Rocco out of 25% commission on the advance money and another 20% on Future's earnings.
Well, if his paper's tight, he's going to be getting it.
Yeah, he's going to get all of that.
So we don't know about that, but another case in point, you know, what are the chances that he did sign something before he became the man?
The chances are pretty high. Very high. It happens all the time. It happens all the time.
Yep.
And
big bank take little bank.
Yeah, it's true. But I mean, I think that like most people, he's going to get advised, you know, get his stuff, $500,000 in this nigga's shirt pocket and tell him to keep it moving.
I don't think that's going to work. If you sue him for $10 million, you're not going to settle for $500,000, B. And if you
definitely, if your paperwork ain't tight, you're going to settle for that.
Oh, right. But yeah, you're right.
If your paperwork is tight, you're going in there, lawyers up.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. You know,
insulted by $500,000.
Like, you don't even know.
Oh, I'm just saying, man. If
damn, was that the name of a song, Curtis? You just slid in there.
That was Rocco.
Yo.
I knew it.
And you know what? And the fucked up thing about it, that is a Rocco record. But that
shit was
really
hot in the streets.
Yeah, it was hot in the streets.
Nobody does.
I have no idea who Rocco is.
Yo, but I'm just saying, check it out. But Rocco, he did the record. That was a Rocco record, but really for all intents and purposes, that's like Tupac and MC Breed. When they did I Gotta Get Mine.
B, come on, man. That's blasphemy, man.
No, just in the same to the fact that that was an MC Breed record, but Tupac murdered the record so bad that it became a Tupac record.
Okay, you're talking about in that reference.
I'm talking about in that reference, not in any other reference.
Okay.
So, you know, everybody, let's calm down here.
And it ain't because I'm a Tupac fan. It's just, you know, you can't be putting them kind of guys on that level.
Boy, I tell you what, man, you make an analogy with a legend, and niggas got the knives out on you.
Right. Like, this nigga don't even belong in the same breath.
Right. You already know.
Oh, shit. That's what's good, no doubt. Next time we go to Hip Hop Digest is, obviously, rest in peace to Muhammad Ali. Certainly we were off air when he passed away. His burial was today as of recording time, and I think each of us, I mean, we've been hearing about it all week. There's probably nothing more that we can say on this show other than personal anecdotes. Swervin, I'm sure you got some things to say about it.
All I can say, sitting on the edge of the bed, 1975, watching him beat George Foreman on ABC Wide World of Sports. I was there, saw it.
So that same fight, I was in Towson, Maryland with my grandfather and his boys on the porch and they were Ali heavy. B, I'm so, oh, you hit my heart when you said that. That same fight in 75, yo, we were in Towson, Maryland, actually at my great grandmother's house.
Wow.
And my grandfather was there and his boys was there. And all kinds of cigar smoke and Ali this, Ali that. It was awesome. So what's up, G? You got anything?
Nah, y'all some old ass niggas.
I was 10 in 1975. I ain't ashamed of that.
I was trying to act like I remembered it, then I realized, yeah.
No, I've seen the fight. I've seen it. I've seen the replay and all that. I was alive.
I was alive, but I wasn't old enough to remember.
Oh shit!
Hey.
I saw that shit in syndication.
Oh, but yeah, Ali. I just remember Ali. Just that, as what everybody said, just that personable person.
Yeah, I don't think we'll ever have another figure with that stature, with that type of belief system, and the willingness to put it out there. I think that's done. Yeah.
Right.
I think that's done.
Well, yeah, you got to remember, literally from 67 to 71, he did not fight, could not fight.
Right.
He
fight.
Right.
Gave everything up, gave up the bouts, the money, everything. I mean, I could see no present day superstar, and it's not a knock on these young guys. Hell, I can't even see guys from our era giving that up.
It is a knock, but I'm a throw Roots in there. That time frame of black athletes, like that famous picture with all them black athletes except for OJ, they was Kunta. And somewhere along the way, the athletic Toby showed up. And I don't know who it is OJ, but somewhere along the way, the Toby athlete showed up, and he exists through today.
Well, those athletes in that picture you're talking about, number one, were all giving money to the movement. And particular athlete, right, whether if it was Jim Brown or Bill Russell or any of those guys,
Kareem,
who was like, yo, we need to get together, we need to get the money to the movement. There was no, oh, yo, I mean, hit my manager. They all showed up. They all gave money to the movement pronto. So, I mean, obviously, African-Americans, we're not in that same situation. Cats is looking out for themselves now. Well, y'all niggas want me.
We talk about it a lot, too, about how sometimes artists, sports people or whatever are doing a whole lot of stuff on a low. Well, I just had an epiphany, man. That shit doesn't need to be on the low. We need to know it. We need to know that so we not just talking out our ass because, LeBron James is putting 1,000 kids in college. Why can't that be known? And I'm saying he is doing that, but why can't that be known? We should celebrate that shit.
I don't know. That's a good question. I mean, whether it's LeBron, I know Hove does a lot of that shit on the low. You know, obviously some people we know about that. We know like somebody like Game who's paying for a lot of funerals, right? You know, and things of that nature. I mean, we salute them for that. I mean, it just shows you that they're not total bugs, but
I get bothered because the media and whoever all these little dip ride blogs want to put out their stuff about people giving away turkeys. And I should not be mad at that. I shouldn't be mad, right? I should be glad that somebody is actually taking the time, even though it's one day, one meal. They taking that time to do that. So if somebody is putting 1,000 kids in college, if somebody Warwick Dunn has bought 450 houses for families, we need to know that, yo.
You know what it is? I think they don't publicize that because once you publicize the good that you're doing, you have people who are going to try to put pressure on you to do good on their schedule.
Well, then they need to get Jim Browned up then and be more steady with that pressure then.
I don't know. I'm just saying. I mean, again, yeah, there would be one thing for us to be like, oh, Jay-Z did this, that, and the third. But then next thing you know, somebody's like, well, Jay-Z, yeah, I understand he did that. But, and then so Hov is like,
you cannot do everything.
I get it, but I'm just saying, you know how these guys are. Yo, it's people putting pressure on me. Yo, it's fucking up my brand. You know, I think they do it. They keep it quiet so they can do it on their time and at their schedule without some third party wheels out there. Like I said, when Jim Brown and them and Kareem and people like that, Muhammad Ali was doing it, we as African Americans were in a totally different situation.
That's true.
So anyway, next topic on the Hip Hop Digest is what do I got here? Fetty Wap. Fetty Wap.
Wait, hit it, Kurt.
Fetty Wap's wake-up video gets principal suspended. A local principal has been suspended after Paterson, New Jersey school district investigated Fetty Wap's wake-up music video. Officials were concerned over drug references in the video. The video was shot at East Side High School.
Wow.
There was also a stripper on a stripper pole inside the classroom. The video was shot after hours and does not feature any students.
Yeah, but you can't smoke weed after hours at school.
The investigation led the board to place the principal on paid administrative leave to see if he got the proper approval and proper permits.
He didn't.
To shoot the video at the school.
Oh, he was on set, my nigga.
Fetty Wap.
He was like, oh, a scrippers?
Fetty Wap. Fetty Wap dropped out of Eastside High School.
And he's a dropout.
Oh, right.
Oh, nigga, you're done. God. Formerly.
Crazy Joe.
The former principal of the school. Yes, he's going to be principaling at the local gym now.
So board member Kenneth Simmons expressed worry that the Trap Queen singer is sending the wrong message.
That nigga mad because he didn't see the scrippers.
it took that video for him to realize he was sending the wrong message.
So it
didn't dawn until that.
It's funny you said that because I've been saying that shit about the current black popular music and the amount of drug references and references to sleeping with strippers and all kinds of shit. I mean, people are having, now they trying to act like they having buyer's remorse. That is black pop music.
The cool thing now is to be a drug addict, fam. Like, it is cool to be a drug addict.
Well, indeed, I'm just saying, and that as well is black popular music. Now,
exactly.
The principal, he got jammed up. I mean, we talked about it at sort of nauseam on the show 2 weeks ago, where it's like you can't have certain acts, okay?
You can't have
YG, okay, and probably like Nipsey Hussle in the same. I don't know if they in different gangs or if they in the same gang, but if they certainly in different gangs, somebody is going to say, "Who booked YG?" And then on the next coming up opening act for Nipsey, who the fuck did that?
B.
Somebody who was at on their man fan.
You talking to a nigga that was just listening to the radio to all this bullshit I was telling you about. None of them niggas, if they opened up
if that principal could have got fired off of any one of them. They're just more popular. Beyonce, did you hear the lyrics to some of that shit she
said?
Yeah,
she said she's going to fuck up a bitch.
It's dark. It's all serious?
I know. Oh, hey, and parents
battling the Beehive, so or Beehive, whatever the fuck it's called.
She said, hey,
I got a can of spray.
I know what you're saying, but she did say she's going to fuck up a bitch. And people got their little girls, you know, worshiping Beyonce. Just that's
the
out
the
there.
Lyrics to these songs, Beyonce. First of all, it sounds like she need to be on a suicide watch.
Yo, cause
the way she be tripping.
Tight wire right now.
See
them songs, son. If she wrote them songs, she need swerve, to be on a suicide watch because she tripping.
Swerve. Now,
I don't want to deal with that.
B, swerve, check it out. Now, I remember, I don't know who the hell I mentioned, but y'all niggas was like, whoop, whoop, bing, bing, bing. Y'all niggas blew me up for mentioning.
I'm trying to get the young sister some help, my nigga.
I know what you're saying,
well,
but
let's just name some artists that we can help with and stop talking about.
But swerving is saying, fuck naming these platinum plaques, and we ain't the R&B Digest. Let's keep it moving.
Yeah.
So anyway, back to Fetty Wap. The principal got suspended. Fetty Wap saying he just wanted to show his ex-classmates that you too could come out and be a trap queen.
Yeah, go ahead and quit school.
And take drugs.
Yeah.
That's a good look, yo. That's a bad look, but it's a good look for Fetty Wap. It's more publicity. And number two, I mean, again, I guess if you want to grow up and take drugs.
That's why the principal ass is on the way out.
Well, he's done.
Damn, that'd be foul if he loses his job over that.
He's done, B.
He's well done, B.
That'd be foul, yo.
That little thing on the turkey is popped. He's out of there.
Wow. That's foul, yo.
Oven stuffer, Rooster.
Oven stuffer.
That's foul, yeah. Yo. So, Black Thought. Shout out to Black Thought. Who
had they said done. He did Black Thought.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to Black Thought. Let's just get into something a little bit more positive. From the Roots, sat down to discuss his annual grassroots race. And basically, in Philadelphia, he organized a 5K walk run, which takes place each year in Philadelphia to promote health and wellness in the local community. Congratulations, Black Thought.
Yoo-hoo.
Certainly, that is what's up. Especially in the African-American community, we need that type of positivity.
Yep.
Congratulations to him. Next topic on the Hip Hop Digest is Static Selector is inspired by DJ Khaled for his next album.
I was waiting for this one because I was like, what the hell are you getting ready to tell me?
But why?
Are you going to break my heart right now, son?
Let me break some hearts. Everybody get steady right now. Static admitted to being inspired by the pop culture rise of DJ Khaled. Said that I can't front. I don't want to do albums anymore. Or at least I don't want to do contemplation albums anymore. This is my last project. And said that he's going to pattern his next situations after Khaled.
Can I devil's advocate real quick before Curtis faints?
Well, we don't want anyone to faint, but there's a couple of things. Number one, Static Selector is actually a real DJ turntablist. Maybe he's giving that up. Number two, Static Selector is a real producer. He actually crafts beats. Maybe he's going to give that up. Number three, we got to ask the question, what does Khaled do other than jumping in front of the camera in front of the real talent?
Wait a bass.
And screaming his name. So go ahead, G. Go ahead in.
Son, I'm hoping. This is what I'm hoping. That if he does do like Khaled, and I'm not hoping that he does it on the beat wise, but keeps doing hip hop, but just getting different artists to get on the beats and do different things, but regular hip hop underground artists the way he has been doing to be on beats.
I don't think
he puts albums out with his name on it.
I don't think he's doing that. I mean, he said him and 2 Chainz been cool for a while.
Oh yeah, my stomach.
God damn.
And 2 Chainz gonna be on his new album. I believe that that Static Selector, from his position as a DJ on Shade 45, gets a lot of music. He gets a lot of music like we get a lot of music. And a lot of music is trap. A lot of music is free beats. Yo, homie, just put me on. So why not try my hand at maybe unknown trap guys, but your unknown trap guy could be your next future or your next designer or your next TI. Who knows? So let's put them on. Let's let me get a name out there. Static. You know, who knows, every on every track. Yo, this is a Static. I don't know if that's what he's going to do, but it's going to be Static. Similar. Yeah, Static. Maybe James Brown. Maybe James Brown style. I don't know. So he's already making inroads. You know, he's getting a little 2 Chainz jumping off. So
maybe this was the precursor to why Joey Badass last song sounded like that.
Oh, there you go. We were thinking about that. So what's up with Joey Badass? I'm thinking he's a young guy. He's going to do it eventually. Maybe Static Selector saying, yo, son, we got to make this money.
And that's exactly what I was going to say. And let me just say this. Static Selector has blessed us with hit after hit after hit after hit after hit, right?
Oh, no doubt.
And so we got to give him credit for that.
Oh, you can't, right.
Up until now, he has not done, because he could have easily.
He has 15, probably closer to 20 years of boom bap credibility under his belt. He's right. Now saying, you know what? It's time to make a real business move, okay?
Right.
I'm going to pattern it after DJ Khaled. Whether he's going to jump in front of the talent, I don't know. But certainly, I think musically, he's going to take a different path.
But wait, B. He may do that, but he may fail. Remember a long time ago when y'all tried to make that Baltimore Club record?
Yes.
And what did I say?
You said it's just too musical or too something.
Dumb it down.
Yeah, we couldn't dumb it down enough.
Right. So with Static Selector's history and body of work, do you really think he'll be able to do that shit that Khaled does?
Wow, you know what? That's a great, great question, because you're right. Does he have the capacity to just totally do mindless, mind-numbing shit and put his name on it?
If he does it like Khaled, he can, because Khaled ain't producing all them beats.
Nah, fuck no. He doesn't do anything.
Somebody just sends him a bunch of beats, and all he does is just get in the studio and yells over the beats.
Again, just like it said, only thing he's good for is yelling his name and jumping in front of the real talent on camera. That's it.
We're going to see.
Say it ain't so.
Exactly, B. I'm hoping not, son.
Hey, I'm just putting
I'm
that out there.
He clowning niggas right now.
I'm putting that out there. Well, next topic on the Hip Hop Digest is a topic I was holding back, but I think it's actually something for the future we may want to consider. A new topic I'm proposing, and get what you guys think about it. A new topic called Veteran Watch.
Uh-oh.
And what this is we're going to get albums from veterans, each of us assigned an album. We're going to listen to it and come to the air and tell us what you think. My listening to the entire Grand Poobah album this week has inspired me to do the Veteran Watch topic.
I listened to it too.
And since we don't have different albums, we're going to talk about the Grand Poobah, Kurt G, the new Grand Poobah, you say.
Not very good. In the words of our man JC.
He's not very good.
In the hall.
Yeah, in the hallway.
It's close to the hallway. See, the thing about Grand Poobah is I'm such a personal fan, so the actual lyrics and even the subject matter of the songs I could separate, because I like Pooh like that. I really am. You know, like we talked off air, we all the way back to Masters of Ceremony. That's how far I go back. You know, I got his very first record. All that being said, those hooks and those beats.
Oh, somebody needs to fire the beat makers.
Yep.
And the hook makers. Get them out of there.
Right. So, I'm just saying, in the next couple of weeks, I think we should do, you know, this Veteran Watch topic. Because my second album that I was listening to, and I'm not going to say anything until I'm finished listening to it, was Craig G's new joint. I Rap and Then I Go Home. But there's nothing I'm going to say about that until I listen to it. So, Swervin, if you get a chance, I know you're going to be busy in the next couple of weeks. If a veteran LP come out, really, actually, you're the one who started this shit, right?
What did I do?
You really started this topic by coming in heavy with the Master Ace.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Yeah, so, you know, if you see a veteran album, give it a once over, and then, you know, bring it to the forefront as the new topic, Veteran Watch.
Okay, I will be on the lookout for show.
All right.
And one of our listeners put us on to that new Craig G. I don't know. I can't remember the name off the top. Right
no
now.
Doubt. But
yeah,
I
haven't listened yet. Yeah, I will.
Yeah, no doubt. No doubt. No doubt. So, all right. Well, before we forget about it, that's Kurt G's world famous albums of the week.
Damn, sound like you was about to get hit by the bus, B.
Honk.
Keep your foot on the clutch, boy.
All right. This week, we got Kay and King Mason, the Ashby Project, starring the Cashmere Don. That's Kay and King Mason, the Ashby Project, starring the Cashmere Don. And DJ Quick and Problem.
Oh,
Rosecrans.
Wow. Really?
DJ Quick and Problem. Wow. Rosecrans.
Really?
Yeah, definitely be checking that.
Yeah, he's got some joints on there. You know, yeah, you know how Quick production.
There's a couple joints on there. I heard this. All right, yeah.
And the instrumental joint is DiBiase, Baker's Dozen. That's DiBiase, Baker's Dozen.
All right. That's what's up. So I'm going to ask our guest, do you have anything you want to put out there?
Yeah, I'm totally unprepared.
Oh. I hate to do that to our guests.
You don't get no guest pass.
I'm totally unprepared.
You'll have a Facebook or Twitter handle for cats to get at you.
You're right. Your Twitter, your Instagram. This man is DJing every day on week out here.
Nah, man, it ain't like that, man. Everything is one, the number one, TO2, Dial, DIAL.
All right, that's what's good, no doubt. Any mixtapes out there?
Not really. I mean, I got stuff when people ask me for it, I give it to them, but I don't really have nothing out there that's out there for download.
Oh, okay. That's
well, right. I asked him if you want for
yes.
us.
Yeah, so in the next week or so, I'm going to get something to the boy E for y'all to check out, maybe to spend on the show one day. So.
Okay, that's what I'm asking.
There you go.
Yeah, I ain't too proud to beg on it.
I got one coming for you for sure.
Oh, that's what's up.
Yo, let me tell you how much respect I give to this man. So, you know, the move to L.A. from the East Coast has been critical as far as what gear I'm taking with me, what I'm not, you know, all this kind of stuff going on, right?
Right.
So, Killer, when you, Curtis, you guys look up right now, look at the wall where you're sitting with all those beautiful stickers and all of those boards and things that we've collected throughout the years.
Of course.
Yo, son, I turned over my boards to my man, Sheed, yo.
Okay. That's what's
all
up.
Four of my boards with all them stickers we going through them. And it was like, it was very emotional for me. But because I have such high respect for his, you know, his snobditude, his hip hop pedigree and stuff like that, that I know if I was to do anything with it to give him to anybody, this man's going to take care of that and keep that legacy going for me.
Yeah, this might be the only time in my life I've been proud to be called a snob. I'm a snob and I'm proud of it.
God damn it.
That's what's up. No doubt. So in any case, I guess that's it. That's all. We'll see you next week.
Yes, sir.
All right.
Hey, I'll be a little bit more relaxed next week when we record.
Okay. That's what's good. No doubt.
You coming live from Cali next week? be on some of that good old chronic.
Well, I don't know.
Don't put your business out there. That's right, son.
Confirm or deny.
Yeah, I ain't going. You know, we'll see what happens.
All right, then. We'll see you next week.
All right, peace.
Peace. One.
So thankful to God. So thankful to still be here. Yeah. Thanking God for the flaws. Pain I had to suffer growing up. So afraid, finding joy in it all. Looking at them cars, push the benefits to rob. Grandmama used to tell me, close your eyes and pray to God. Hard times, living with these hard times. Cold cuts fill my belly when I didn't have a dime. Took so many losses, would've thunk that I'd have died. Hit the bottom of the barrel, even thought of suicide. Silver lining, do the good timing. Enjoy the fruits, even if I'm cooking top ramen. Masterminding the flaws, the dreams light shining. Gotta keep my hand on this wheel, but play the co-pilot. I got it, did the knowledge itself. Mental wealth of my health, to break the curse. steps to have you down your steps. Using every breath till there's no more left in the dust and resurrect, thanking God for my rest.
Yo,
yes.
So you bout them birds, stacking chips, you heard? You say that's your word, but we talking about it. We on some revolution, burn the city down. We talking about life. And we still here, going nowhere. This game ain't fair, but we talking about. That's why we keep it moving, cashmere grooving, but look. We talking about.
Kept it honest with the lines, not into being sweet, sugar coated with the lies. Give it soul, you can ride over joy like Steven. Flowing on these keys, back and forth, can you see me? Double vision when I'm leaning. Truly been a test, snuck into the game, made it rain with many vets. Umbrella killed the mess. Prototype rose, I ain't built like all the rest. Granddaddy be my angel, so I'm blessed. But if you knew the mess that I've been through, probably slit your wrist with a Ginsu. No more drama, pins and needles, put my pin to the issue. Now I order from a different menu, saying grace to continue. This little light of mine, I'ma let it shine bright. So thankful I can share my plight. Yeah, what up, Wells? These little niggas is jive. I'm two-stepping with a new rep, feeling alive.
Yo,
yeah.
So you bout them birds, stacking chips, you heard? You say that's your word, but we talking about it. We on some revolution, burn the city down. We talking about life. And we still here, going nowhere. Yeah. This game ain't fair, but we talking about. That's why we keep it moving, cashmere grooving, but look. We talking about life.
What are we talking about? You see me give everything I got, right? What are we talking about?
Just try to stick your foot in my shoes. Just for one, it ain't in me gotta be a damn day. Just for 1 minute. Just for 1 minute. Stick your foot in my shoes. And try to deal with what I go through
I'm
in my life.
I'm feeling the spirit like a free bird in the wind who's winning his feelings right. I'm hang gliding, high mental adrenaline flight over these many men. Out of sight through the minds, only designer thoughts. You all gonna see me in charge in the mall for fraudulent balls. They all comedians. We only laugh when the pain is brought with obedience through patience of virtue. The first person to burst through with a full metal, no jackets to search through.
Mellow melodic flow, a poetic soul that eclipses and go with the mission that breaks the addiction. Pray that the vision is unblurred. Hung words over your head to drop, fertilizing crops to verbalize them. Circumcise your thought process in the process of elimination games. Let me demonstrate the range. Inseminate your brain with seeds that grow the endangered species are under fire. I'ma need your undivided attention, that's undeniable fact.
Feel it, it's all given, gifted, it's all living, it's real and it's all vivid. Niggas, they all ignorant, really, it's all villainous. Raw with the claws written in blood that you bargaining with. Brutally bending bars to barge into the business. Bending knees to God for the charge, hardened and spirited. Blow for blow with the goblins, cock blocking a nigga ish with no option but get it. I'm nonstop to the trigger, click, 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 click.
8 bars on a smooth track, I can do that. On some cool cat with 2 gats, I can prove that. Through rap, spitting true facts at the new jacks. I'm too black, too strong, building on a few racks. Star to the killer of the stars. To cigars, I'm the splitter. I'm chilling in the car with that raw with my ninja. Only dealing with the real, never fall to pretenders. I spring into action, summer, fall, and the winter.
And brown dirt mixing with the city sky. Dust gon' see the sun, I'll bet the edge. Boom, bitty vibe, rock a baby lullaby. And tranquil is the melody to catch the needed rest. My mama's song etched in my memory, and I still sing it today when I kneel me down to pray. A different city every day, bad for a lump of clay who started as dirt, and the furnace keeps on heating me. So kick my feet up through all the mistakes I make repeatedly, and feel blessings face down on the bacon sheet. These road dogs steady pray for me in times I couldn't take the heat. Deep in the oven found my substance of faith, and when the temperature gets hotter, I'm just taking my shape. I'm learning lessons through this testing and the trial by heat, to let it have its full effect to make me perfect complete. See, I ain't stressing, no depression, I'ma learn to rejoice. The world is overcome already, I'm just using my voice to say thank you. You've been so good when I'm so bad, when I'm no good, and my notepad leaks all of this narcissism. I ain't trying to part with wisdom, I am just an I, me, my selfish organism.
but you ride for me, shining like a yellow rose. Order all my merchandise, you showing up at all my shows. Hand stamp while you pay in the door. You was driving 6 hours anytime I'm on tour. With a homemade shirt that you made with your friends. With my lyrics in bold, because the vibe transcends anything that I say or anything that you've heard. You at the show eye to eye, we going word for the word. Sending me an email, a text for encouragement. You saying that you praying for my breakthrough. Telling me the things that my song means while you saying thanks to me. I'm saying thank you, thank you. Been so good when I'm so bad, when I'm no good, and I know that. You've been so good when I'm so bad, when I'm no good, and I know that. Thank you in the midst of the trial. These hardships are shaping my style, shaping my style. In the midst of the trial, these hardships are shaping my style.
Mike. It's the mosaic where the art meets the law. The heart meets the flaw. See the arc and the cross hang parallel. Yo, I'm just waving from the carousel. Walking on the water till the flow turn parasail. Yo, this is more than your promises. And everybody promise applause. The kingdom suffer violence for to polish the walls. A civil war between beggars and choosers. Taking sides like you better be choosy. You knew that this was love, but you turned it into pressure. Cause you ain't wanna show it, but that moment's so precious. And I know we all forget that. Trying to take our chances, and I know that we can miss that. Staring at the answers and everything ideal. I just want to be fearless and keep my head clear and my company realist. Keep some people worried, keep some people curious. Try to stay humble through the experience. It's so serious.
Maybe our steps were never meant to lead to that neverland that we've been waiting for.
Yo, it's the poet in the fire next to streetcar desire. The ink of the Renaissance and centuries inspired. The symphonic stage, the hymns of the slaves. The poor man's resolve just to make a living wage. Look, I sing because I'm happy. I sing because I'm free. That's the price of admission and it's so meant to be. Look, I prefer the overtones. How we merge passive and aggressive when the passion is aggressive. I'm just asking it only for the reference. So my writings never captive. Leave the pages in the furnace turning beauty from these ashes. And it's oh so familiar when I saw my wife walking down the aisle. So we gonna turn forever into now. I won't apologize when the apathy is monetized. It's so pure until the thieves come colonize. I'm trying to find home with the natives. Too much blood loss make you famous.
I can't believe that maybe we've come all the way as far as we have come just to say that maybe we have gone just as far as far.
Let's go. I'm ready, baby.
It's Compton shit, Compton shit everywhere. It's Compton shit, Compton shit everywhere. It's Compton shit everywhere, everywhere, everywhere.
Ha! What?
Yeah.
Nigga!
I'm gonna catch that groove on this.
What's happening, niggas?
Ah.
What's happening?
Hey, 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 hey.
My mama used to tell me. Your baby mama always tell me what I gotta cry about. Hot, plot and live the life of winners. Expensive dinners with sinners of all sorts. Judges to the staples we wanted on all courts.
What?
gavel slamming, tough talking, get ambulances. So all expense paid tickets to where they nana laughing. Shit, you haters out of chances. I say the word, bitches' feet move like hammer dancers. To get to the real, charge back with that shit you can feel. They getting your zone music for when this shit get too real. Or you gotta calm down, cause dumb shit get you killed. Just push play like the J and call that bitch that you like. And have her put them tights on with that jacket, that's right. Grab a button, turn me up, then get cracking tonight. Ayy, shit, that's what I do it for. Positive vibes influencing me to do it more. Got negative thoughts triggered by angry souls, but I make sure my face never shows what I do endure. Shit, me or more D adore. Compton's 80, baby. Nigga, Thriller caught up in the drawer. Sis and mom in the bed, probably laid on the floor. Fell asleep thinking like, gotta go get us more. Gotta go make it better. Gotta go be the best. Make sure every time I speak, I say it with my fucking chest. Paintbrush to a can, when I spread, I'm the best. Ghetto nigga grew up in the west. Side of Compton. Take a shot with a shooter, bitch, I'm firing often. Join my bunch, have lunch with some pretty hoes. Pretty and after dick, they whisper this in my ear alone. Watch.
Straight line, test I failed in front of the poor office. I don't